Well, I suppose by the ticket allocation will be depending on that the clubs will be prioritising their members, adult members will be looked after first. We are expecting to get in the region of 13,500 tickets. I suppose up until now we haven't sold, and the most amount of tickets we've sold to date, sorry, was 11,500 that we sold for the semi-final against Cork. So obviously members will be given priority here, and there's a huge demand for tickets. There's people coming from abroad, people come from Australia, from New York, from Boston already, in the hope that they can get tickets. But bearing in mind that we have just over 7,000 adult members in the county, we should have enough to cover all of our adult members. But unfortunately, those people who got their tickets online and through Centrance to provide you the non-members, they will find it much more difficult to obtain tickets now for the final.
There was 35,000 Donegal fans at the match at the weekend. So a lot of people could be left without tickets this time. How would they go about getting tickets if they're not club members?
Well, obviously, as I said, club members will be given priority, and after that, well, clubs can look if they have any tickets to spare. There's an awful lot of talk now. A lot of clubs are putting a system in place now where they're swapping their All-Ireland hurling ticket allocations. They're swapping them with counties, Galway, Kilkenny, Tipperary and Cork in particular. They're swapping their allocations in the hope that they can get All-Ireland football tickets in return. And I suppose that would be another way of getting tickets. But I suppose it's early days yet. We don't know whether we'll get an extra allocation on top of the first allocation. The chances are that we won't. But it's early days yet, but that's the amount we're expecting in the region of 13,000. But we certainly will have enough to cover our adult members in the county.